We got a late ass renewal. Oh, it's hardly new. You gonna hate us, but who made us share with you this late ass review?
Late ass, late ass, late ass, late ass review.
That was the chair.
That's right. That was just the chair. Just the chair. Every time. And I'm not sick of it. Thank you, Stoddard Blackall, for that. Check him out, stoddardblackall.com, for all of the music for the shoe. He also does the music for the YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. Simmer Mike is the YouTube channel, all caps. Simmer Mike, like who's shouting my name at you as it appears in a phone book. Or not the phone book. Are there phone books?
Yes.
Anymore? Hey, I'm here with V for Vendetta, a.k.a. Vanessa. That's her actual name. But she's also known as that as well.
I'm not known as that.
As Vanessa? Yes, you are.
Oh.
So anyway, here's the thing we're doing today. We're reviewing a TV show that is, it's a season that is currently at the beginning of its run for the second season. It's on episode 2, HBO original, based on a Michael Crichton movie, but not a book. Westworld, I don't think it was a book initially. If it is a book, now leave in the things below, the comments below, the things below. For all of our other information, check out the description below for all that, because we're sick of having to say it, but there's too much stuff now, so yeah. We just have to say down below. Other than that, how are you? Sorry, I just rushed into all the, here's all the stuff, here's all the exposition.
How are you?
How the hell are you?
Sitting here, like,
how you doing?
I didn't even realize we'd started.
Yeah, we had just literally,
I was like, oh.
We had just literally wrapped up. We've seen the second episode of season 2 for Westworld.
Uh-huh.
This is Westworld, by the way.
Yep.
Fantastic series so far. I'm in love with it. Almost as in love with Westworld as I am with Stranger Things.
Yeah.
But I can't pick between the two because I love them both.
And they're two different.
Very vast different things, but both sci-fi. So, you know, both right up my alley, and I'm so happy that they're both on right now. Because I can juggle between the two, even though I could just binge. We could just binge Stranger Things too, which we've been doing, kind of.
No, he won't let me.
Well, we're not. I'm trying to watch it, like, you know, in installments, because I'm trying to savor it, you know, because I had to wait too long for it. And you could just really just binge that shit, and then it's done. And then you know, but with Westworld, it's on HBO, and even if you have HBO Go, the app, or you have it, you know, on TV or whatever, you have the subscription. Is that the word we use?
Uh-huh.
So even if you have that, goddamn, you have to wait like every week, obviously.
Yeah.
And Netflix has really spoiled me in that regard, because now I'm like, I have to have restraint with Netflix, but with HBO, I have no restraint. I just want to, I'm like, we're lucky we have any of it. Watch it now. It's there.
Yeah.
And so with that in mind, let's get into it. You're a newbie to Westworld. Like, literally, we binged it almost, I think, within 2 days, a day.
Not
it was like
a
two,
day.
It was like 2 days.
The episodes are like
an
hour long.
There are eight episodes in the first season and the second season. Oh, wait, no, I'm talking about Stranger Things. Stranger Things, there are 8 episodes. Nine in the second season.
Aren't there like 10 episodes in the first season of Westworld?
I can't remember.
So fault. I think we did it in 2 days.
Yeah, it was about 2 days.
Maybe three.
Maybe.
But either way. Yeah, it was amazing.
What did you think? I mean, you didn't have to wait. Like, when I was watching it, the first season, I had to wait every week for it.
Mm-hmm.
Every Sunday, and I would look forward. But it was the thing, like, Doctor Who would come on, too. Like, so I would wait for Doctor Who every Sunday, but I didn't have it anymore. Westworld came on. I'm like, yes, that's going to take my Doctor Who spot. And they would come on Sundays, and then I would watch it. Now, it's only been out for about a year or two, I think. Obviously, we're on season 2.
Yeah.
So I had to watch it incrementally. You got to sort of binge it all at once. What did you think, binging it all at once?
See, I have a very similar feeling to you. If I have the opportunity to binge something, I will.
Right.
And if it's not, like, still going, then that's fine.
Right.
But if I finish it and then I have to wait a year for the next season to come out, I get really upset. But I got really lucky with Westworld, and we finished it, 2 weeks before the new season.
I think it was about a week
or
two, literally a week or two before season 2 started premiering the first episode.
So
HBO.
I didn't have to wait as long. And it goes back to like when I was a kid and I had to wait.
Yeah.
You know, I watched Buffy every Tuesday
from
like the last like 4 seasons.
Or it would be not way back in the day, but even further if you want, like to Fox back in the day when they would play Simpsons and it'd be on Thursday nights, I think.
Mm-hmm.
every Thursday there'd be a new Simpsons or something like that and when the season ran.
So there is something nice about the anticipation.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like Game of Thrones fans. They know because it's HBO. So Game mm-hmm. of you understand if you... I mean, I'm... And again, well, I don't want to get into Game of Thrones stuff right now because I don't want to cause too much controversy.
No.
We're already on Westworld. And this is going to be a lot. Spoilers.
Yep.
Big time. We got spoilers coming up for the first season if you haven't seen it. And second season thus far. Only two episodes again, but...
Yeah.
We wanted to sort of geek out about it and review what where we think it's going
mm-hmm.
and where we want it to go. And there's a, here's the thing, though. And I told you about this. I told V about this. They released a documentary that sort of gives everything away for season two. Remember
mm-hmm.
that? Like, we had heard about... I read it online, and I showed it to you. I'm like, look at this. Like, I believe Jonathan Nolan and Joy... What's her name? Something Joy... They both said, hey, look, here's the thing. Because the problem was the first season of Westworld, people were like halfway through it, and they pretty much figured out what the twists and turns were going to be.
Uh-huh.
That William was the man in black, and
yep.
it was all out of sequence, and basically nerds had sort of solved and figured it out, and then when it happened, everyone was like, ah, see, we told you. So they're like, well, screw it. We're gonna burn it down before they get a chance to even like screw with it. We're just gonna burn it down and be like, screw you. Here's everything. So if you want to spoil it or whatever, go for it. If you don't, mm-hmm. ignore it. And they're like, hey, it's like, here's where the Christmas presents are. If you want to see what we got you, you can go look at them.
Yeah,
you could just wait.
I think that's ridiculous because there's a difference between, like, I still don't understand why they released it, because there's a difference between theorizing mm-hmm. where the season's going to go and being correct and then just having it handed to you.
Yeah, like, that was something I definitely wanted to talk to you about, because when I'm a big fan of the show, and when I saw that it'd be like if Stephen Moffat from Doctor Who or the people from Game of Thrones
uh-huh.
or any show that you're a fan of as a geek, or even not as a geek, just any show you're a fan of,
mm-hmm.
they're like, hey, we're going to release a whole documentary that's like a 30-minute documentary that kind of just gives away everything on this season as if you've seen it already.
Yeah.
And if you want, you can watch that and have everything spoiled for you. Now, there's some people saying this is a ploy. Some people online are saying this is a ploy. It's a fake documentary. It's misdirection. They're totally going off the rails and whatever. I don't agree with that. I think that they were so pissed off that people had figured things out in the first season that they're like, all right, screw it. If you want to know, here. If you don't look at it. Otherwise, here it is if you want to know.
However,
and I'm like, you know what? Part of me is like, that's actually, these days, it's hard. Like, they had a good argument. They wrote a whole manifesto. Remember that?
Yeah.
You read it, right? It was a whole page. Like, it was like 5-6 paragraphs long. I think 7, where they're just like, here's the reason why we're doing this. And it's a philosophy and blah, blah, blah. And the internet ruins everything. And you can't keep things a secret. And people are good at guessing. So here it is.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the whole thing. In 30 minutes, you can just watch it and ruin it if you want. So it would be moot. Like, it would seem like it would be moot if we were guessing, but I would still rather guess because I don't want to look it up, you know?
Yeah.
So we're still going to guess, we're still going to theorize because we don't know what's going to happen, but if you do, I guess try not to ruin it, you know? Try not to spoil it in the things below, in the comments below, in the things below, or anywhere else. Try not to spoil it because
we want to find out on our own.
Yeah, and if you want to find out on your own too, that's fine. But if you want to watch the thing, go watch the thing. But, you know, the creators are like, hey, look, just keep it to yourselves if you want it spoiled. You know,
mm-hmm.
like, so that's where we stand. We're going to move forward and theorize and do the review like we normally do
mm-hmm.
for anything. But, you know, I think it's ballsy to do that regardless. And I think that might be something they have to do in the future. Like, that might be something the studios do in the future. Just to like be like, hey, look, here's a book. Like, they would do that. They would release the book version of the movie before the movie came out or around the same time. And if you wanted, you could read it and have the whole thing spoiled for you.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they still release it before the movie comes out or if it's in tandem. But I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. It's lame.
Yeah.
I think that's lame. Game of Thrones, those books are already out there, so you can do that with Game of Thrones, but that's
mm-hmm.
different. That's something that is been... The books have been out there published and they're in the public lexicon, but the public can get to it.
Yeah.
This is something that is being released slowly over time, and that the part of the joy and the fun is figuring it out and watching it episodically.
Mm-hmm.
But I get it. They're sick of people ruining it. It's like, we'll ruin it for you. you're going to ruin it anyway. They're under the suspicion that people want to ruin it anyway, and they're not wrong because they do. Yeah. I just agree with what they're saying this time around. And I don't know if they have to do it every time, but I think it's a powerful message that they're trying to send to people. Like, hey, look, we're sick of this shit.
Like I don't know. That's just, I'm sorry, I'm getting on my high horse. Fine. Spoiling is something different.
Spoiling is a whole other thing. So you're fine with it or not with what they did? I know it doesn't matter either way, but like, you know, are you okay with it or not?
I mean, if it's something that they feel like they need to do, I'm fine with the studio doing it. I'm not fine with what some people are going to choose to do with that information.
Well, it was the creators. It wasn't just the studio. It was
the creators.
Well, the creators.
That's what I meant. What the showrunners chose to do with that information. It's
if it was the studio, I'd be pissed. I'd be like, what? The showrunners don't want that. The studio's deciding it. I'd be like, the showrunners do not want that. But they're like, no, we're all about it. So I'm like, oh, okay.
My issue is with what the public...
Yeah, well, it's cause they're doing it in response to the public, though. Like, they're doing it in response to people being like, well, we want to figure out what the ending is, and we're going to watch set photos, and we're going to read leaked information and leaked scripts. And they're like, screw it, we're going to do it ourselves. And if you want it ruined, you can have it ruined, or you can just, you know, watch it.
Yeah, which I think that's fine.
I mean, but I see the point of being like, yeah, but why would you do that? You know, like the whole point is the fun of discovering. I get why people would not want it, but I don't know. Anyway, here's the actual season. Let's get to it. We're only two episodes in. Controversy already with this. Holy shit. Already we got the controversy going with Westworld.
Yeah.
Already, and we haven't even gotten into the second season.
Nope.
Okay, when we last left off in Westworld, the man in black was William. And not only was he William, but he's also one of the owners of the Delos Corporation, and he practically owns Westworld. And he's a total dick now, as you can tell. Dolores is losing her shit, but she's becoming
or she's figuring out her shit.
She's becoming a rebel. She's becoming like a rebel leader. So Dolores becomes a rebel. Teddy's her like right hand man, her general. They're in love, question mark? I mean, I know they're programmed to be in love, but Dolores is like, to her, that's like the closest thing she knows to love is what Teddy's been offering her.
Because
she's like, you always keep coming back to me, Teddy.
Yes.
I don't know. What do you think?
I think that I think that her priorities have changed.
Okay, so she's no longer... like, oh, William. Now she's like, William's a dick now. And she's like, oh, but Teddy's still here and he's still the same. He's like me.
Well, no, not necessarily. I think that while, yes, she may be in love with Teddy.
Yeah.
You know, she was programmed to be the farmer's daughter who's charming and finding her white knight.
Well, we're finding out she wasn't originally programmed to be the farmer's daughter. Originally, they were all programmed to sort of be basic townspeople that you would interact with. And then they got more complicated.
Well, yes.
But we found this out in the first season, unfortunately. Not unfortunately, but like, you know, through the storytelling.
Yes, but she was originally like the girl next door in love with the hero.
So if the two robots are in love, what do you think, Dolores? Or do you think like the love as far as love can be between two robots, like Maeve and the dude, the beardy?
I really think if they are, it won't really be explored this season because
I want to call the guy that Maeve is with Leatherman. Sorry, go ahead. You don't think
I don't think it'll really be explored this season because Dolores has a very clear goal, and I think everything else is in the wayside.
But my question is, outside of what they're going to show us in the story, what we think personally, do you think that they have love for each other? Do you think that the two characters are in love and that robots feel this love? Do you think that's my question? Not what we're going to see, but like what we think.
Yes.
Because I'm not entirely sure if they actually feel, if they know what love is, or if they, you know what I mean? Because, like, how could they? But then what is real? And they keep asking, this is a big theme of season two, is what is real? What do you think is real? What is reality?
Do you ever question your reality?
Do you ever question your reality? Like, they ask that. Like, they'd be like, Dolores, do you ever question reality? And she's like, do you ever question your reality? It's like, oh, shit. It's like, no. The AI is thinking, and it's evolving, and it's breaking free of its confines. Thanks to Hannibal Lecter, Anthony Hopkins, Ford doing it. His name's Ford. I keep on calling him, like, to me, it's like Hannibal Lecter created a theme park.
Yeah.
And his theme park is like.
Because Hannibal Lecter would create this theme park.
Murderville is his theme park.
Murder park?
It's like Margaritaville, but not fun. or tipsy. No tipsiness. It's just bad.
Actually, there's lots of tipsiness.
Actually, there's too much sex. I don't like all the sex happening. Actually.
What?
There's too much. Well, Westworld is supposed to be a lot of. Actually, in this episode, no sex. We still had boobies, though.
I'm still waiting to see Evan Rachel Wood naked. I don't know what the stance is on that in her contract.
I don't think she wants to do that, and I don't think you should, like, you know, push that on an actress, you know? Like, that's kind of like a sexist. Like, even though you're a woman, I think that's a shitty sexist thing to do. To be like, just because you're a lead female, I want to see you naked. And I think
it's
you're
not
a shitty
she's a lead
sexist
female,
person.
It's because it's Evan Rachel Wood.
You're a shitty sexist person to Evan. What's her name? Rachel Wood? Evan Rachel.
Evan
her,
Rachel Wood.
Her, it's a girl, and her first name's Evan?
Yeah.
Whoa, I didn't know her. I thought, I didn't know Dolores' first name was Evan. I know she dated Marilyn Manson for a bit.
Yep.
Only because you told me that last time we talked about.
Yep.
All right. Check out our trailer reaction to season 2 trailer where we kind of geek out on more theories. It's on Simmer Mike as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so back to Dolores and her whole stance. So, and Maeve. So Dolores and Maeve sort of seem to be rising up as these rebellious leaders within the theme park.
Uh-huh.
As far as we know, how many parks are there? We don't know.
We know for sure there are two
now. We know there's like a Shogun World or Samurai World.
Uh-huh.
We don't know what name it is on top of Westworld, but they said there are other levels in the park. They said, Jesus, how many levels are there? Like, this place is bigger than you think.
Oh,
and this place is... we do know that it's on Earth.
Yes.
They've more or less confirmed that the park is on Earth,
mm-hmm.
and it's on an island in the South Pacific? Yeah,
yes.
They were saying somewhere in the South Pacific, and there was a guy there from one of the countries. I couldn't tell what country he was from. I think they even said what language he was speaking, but I couldn't tell, but he was the local military.
Yes.
So they're clearly dealing with, it's still private Delos security firm, but they're still dealing with local military. So we know it's on Earth. It's mm-hmm. not off planet. We know that it's levels deep, and we know that it's all over this huge-ass island.
Yes.
So we know that mm-hmm. so far. We've got that down so far. But we're still trying to figure out how they go from wherever they are into Westworld. We don't know. We know that they can get into the park. We know they can take elevators up and down. But I don't know how they open a door and they walk onto a train. And the train's moving. I don't know how that works. How did that work in the first season if like they're coming up from the underground, but then he opens a door and he gets on a train and it's moving? They need to explain that part because, like, that's fucking with my head. Like, how does he open a door in, like, a waiting room area where, like, it's just, like, anyone walks in and gets ready and then he's on a train that's already moving, but it's supposed to be underground? I'm like, maybe they need to, I don't know.
No, there was a transition period between that.
Possibly.
He went and got dressed and then she took him to, like, it
a
was
door.
Like a bar, like a waiting area.
Yeah, but it was on a train. It was the bar on the train that he walked into, remember? It all happened very slowly and it looked like he was walking into a bar, but then he was on a train that was already moving and there were already passengers on it.
Mm-hmm.
And there were already, like, park guests on it.
Mm-hmm.
How is it moving if they're on an island and it doesn't work that way? Like, how is that build? That's what I'm saying. Like, it fucks with my head.
I bet you have
minor
to fly
thing,
to the island.
It's a minor thing. I understand what you're, like, but my whole point is, like, if they're not working with virtual reality or interdimensional travels or space and time, then how are they able to make a moving train go underground and then stop at a door long enough for him to get on and then go back above ground and then, you know what I mean, continue moving in the park? Does he take an elevator? What? Because it happened instantly.
Yeah.
And I was just like, if this is underground, or if it, like, what? So, I think there's more to Westworld.
I'd have to rewatch that scene.
I honestly think there's more to Westworld than what we imagine, than what we think. I think there's deeper, more shit going on with where it is and what it actually is than what we know. I know it's on Earth, but I don't think it's what we think. Because they even talked about VR in the second episode. Remember that? They spoke about virtual reality. Like, because he's talking
briefly.
About, like...
Briefly.
Yeah, but they mentioned it. So if that's a reality for them, virtual reality is something in their society.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're talking about real robots that you mess with, but, like, they also deal with virtual reality. I mean...
But he
and
also...
reality, and then they're questioning reality in general. I'm like, this whole thing is about, like, what is real? And I don't know anymore with Westworld. We've seen so many weird things randomly happen.
Yeah, no idea.
I don't know. Like, I know there is a definite, there's a definite real world and then there's the parks. I know that. They have the parks and then the real world. But I don't know if the real world is as real as we think. Because it seems a bit dreamy, the whole thing.
Well, remember, I had a theory that one of the parks might be a... And I know Westworld is supposed to be real world, but it's themed.
Yeah.
So
it's
that
themed,
they have
yeah.
a real world current time, whatever
that's
their
what you
current
think,
time
but,
is.
But they weren't in a real world theme park. They were just at a party and they set up a fake room for William to take... well, not William, but... Okay, we're jumping ahead of ourselves, but that one party scene that you're talking about where they all freeze, he was at another party next door, and they brought him into that party, and they were in the city outside.
No, I know.
So that wasn't, like, within the park. That wasn't, like, a real world within the park. That was just, like, they were tricking him to buy into the park.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, but I appreciate, there could be, but what you said, though... I think it's more fucked up. What if they had a Delos Corporation? What if one of their parks was like a real world, like now modern times park where you, like you said, where you go in and you do all that fucked up shit park where the theme is it's the real world and it's for really fucked up people who want to do really fucked up shit in the real world and not just a fake West world.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's more fucked up than West world.
As realistic as West world is, there's still a fantastic, what's the word I'm looking for?
Fantastical? Phantasmical?
Fantastical, like...
Whoa.
...level to it.
Oh, you mean like the whole place, the whole compound, where everything is, all of the parks?
No, just Westworld specifically because it's
oh,
a
it
theme
is, yeah.
and because it's
oh,
in
yeah.
the past.
So you
like,
can do
the
disconnect.
Realism is taken away from it.
Totally,
in
yeah.
In that sense.
You can totally do the disconnect because it's like, oh, I've never lived in the Old West, so... I have no frame of reference, so this is all just like fantasy.
Yeah, but you take someone and you put them in a real world, modern day.
It's like almost Grand Theft Auto like in that sense.
Yeah,
except
uh-huh.
it's real. It's like that's yeah. It's, what's more fucked up, going to the Westworld doing the weird shit, or going to the like? Yeah, that's I do question all of it now when I think about it. Like, what's the difference between a theme? Really, literally, a theme is just one tiny difference.
Yep.
Wow, big questions already. But that's the thing. I mean, when you're only reviewing two episodes of a season and you're talking about the show overall, we're basically recapping all of our thoughts on what's going on with Westworld. We've had some answers. You know, we've gotten some. Westworld is in an island on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
We pretty much have got that nailed down. We don't know how many parks there are, but we know that there's more than one. There's at least two that we know of. And we've seen a little bit of one in some of the... trailers for the future episodes. We've seen
yes.
a little bit. There's a tiger at one point.
Yeah.
Which is pretty dope. Robo tiger. Yeah, I'll take that.
A sea appears out of nowhere.
There's a
apparently.
Sea. Yeah,
there wasn't supposed to be
yeah.
a sea.
They're like, what is that? What's wrong? He's like, there's a sea. They're like, well, what's wrong with that? It wasn't there yesterday.
And it's not like, see, it's funny because
it's like
we might say that and be like, and people will be like, you just said it was on an island. No, not like the island and then a sea. Like a
oh,
sea
yeah.
within Westworld
yeah,
that's
so
not supposed to be there.
Imagine
like,
a middle of a random ass island of desert and rock and stone out of nowhere. There's just a sea.
Mm-hmm.
And at first it looks like it belongs there, but then at second glance you're like, whoa, that doesn't look right. That
yeah.
looks like that should be just desert.
Especially when it's a theme park and they're like, we didn't build this.
Yeah, this is our part. Well, and it's during the whole Robo uprising.
Yeah.
So anyway, like basically the man in black was looking for the maze. Dolores was looking for the maze and William. It turns out she found William, and William found her multiple times and did horrible things.
Yep.
This is all horrible.
And she also found the maze.
Also found the maze, and guess where it was?
In her head.
In her heart.
Oh, and
the maze
head.
Is in your heart, or in your head, or whatever.
Technically under your scalp, if
it's
we're
wherever,
being real technical.
The maze is, like, whatever journey you need to take to find your soul, basically.
Well, no, to find consciousness.
Yeah, but you know, they had the body in the center and it's like, you know, your soul. Like if you want to
yeah.
if I know you're rolling your eyes at that, but they're talking about the spiritual journey in a bigger sense philosophically speaking. And a part of the spiritual journey is consciousness, soul, finding who you are, recognizing
yeah.
who you are, finding yourself, finding your third eye, whatever the hell you want to call
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
You're familiar. Do they still do that? Is that a thing?
You're familiar?
Familiar?
That's
in witches?
Yes,
witchcraft,
they still do that.
Familiar.
Huh?
What is the familiar? Is it like a demon that's your buddy? It's a buddy demon.
It's an animal that just like watches over you and like warn you if there's danger.
Oh, like our like Harley cat, like the cat.
Yeah, like the
kitten,
cat.
Like the kitten. All right, like Harley. Okay, so anyway, back to Westworld. Sorry. So the maze is in your heart, and it's your own journey to find your consciousness, your meaning in life, who you are, your purpose. It's just another term, and the park was just a way for people to kind of find that in for themselves.
For the guests to find.
For the guests to find themselves, kind of, sort of. That was the idea behind the park, but not really, not initially.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's turned into that, and now so that all happened, and then. Meanwhile, Anthony Hopkins Ford was being like, hey, and you know all this. If you've seen the first season, you know all this. He's programming the robots to go batshit crazy, reveries programming. They either remember their stuff from the past, and then they start to piece things together, and then slowly they become conscious, and slowly they become aware of what's going on, right? And they slowly remember things? Is that how it goes? I know they would remember things. Remember they remembered trauma that would happen? Well, Maeve kept remember. Like, they all would slowly remember.
Yes, Maeve kept remember. I don't think that was what Ford was doing. I think that
I thought that was the whole point of what he was trying to do, is he was trying to get him to uprise and do what Bernard, who is the other guy who started the park.
Bernard.
Bernard's the robo copy of Arnold. Burn Arnold.
I think he was prepared for that in case that happened because of what Arnold wanted.
That's a good point.
Do you think it was more Arnold than anything? Yes, they kept saying Arnold.
But do you
Arnold,
think that was Ford's own guiltiness about Arnold in the programming? Now we're getting... Sorry.
Maybe I think the memories and the consciousness and the... all that stuff is a byproduct of a combination of what Arnold did in the programming and then a combination of what Ford did in the programming.
But Ford was trying to get them to uprise so that they would fight back, they would kill the humans, and then they would bring the park down. Ford wanted that. That's why he was programming the reveries. That's why he was doing this whole show and dance, was to get the investors there to kill them. He wanted the robots to murder everybody. He wasn't trying to be a good guy doing a good thing. He realized he fucked up with the robots, and all the people there were essentially, they had created a new life form and they were all torturing it.
I think he
had realized that slowly over time in the first season, and then he realized, I got to get these robots out of here, or I got to program some shit. And then he created the reveries where they remembered the fucked up shit that happened to them, and then they went after the people. That's how I interpret it. I could be wrong, though.
See, I interpret it as, because the reveries were the very first upgrade that was introduced to us in season one. It was in the very first episode. These, like, micro expressions and movements and stuff like that. And
yeah, they had little twitches. And
I think that he just wanted them to be even more human-like. And
interesting.
I agree that he realized things slowly throughout the season, but it had nothing to do with that initial programming. Do I think that he changed it later to suit his needs? Yes.
But he had this plan from day one. If you look at the first episode, he had a model of the town, and he had like the party set up in the model of the town at the very end of the first season. So Ford had been... He had been getting this ready to go since day one. He had planned this in his own demise and the demise of the company and the board of directors. He had been planning this since the beginning of the season, since season one. And you see the model of the town there, and Bernard is walking into his office, and he sees that model of the town, and he's like, and he doesn't say anything. And so
I don't know. I could be wrong, but I don't necessarily agree with that.
I think we both might be right, to be honest with you. I think we're
like we're sit somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, I honestly think that we're both somewhere in the middle. We're both absolutely right about this, but I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, I could be wrong. You could be wrong. We both could be wrong. That's the other fucked up thing.
Yeah, we could both be wrong.
This show could very much. It could very easily be something else completely.
It can go any
literally
direction.
Well, and were you surprised about all the random humans that would you weren't sure if they would be hosts or not, like Bernard?
Yes,
Bernard
I was
Arnold.
Surprised.
Were you surprised
about
by that?
All of that.
I had read fan stuff during the first season leading up to that, but so anyway, we knew all that. All that happened. And now we're in season two. I mean, we've kind of been discussing season two already with certain things, with Maeve and well, Dolores the, rising up.
The thing about Westworld is that it's a slow burn.
And there's a lot of flashbacks.
Yeah.
It's so nothing but flashbacks.
Yeah. Sometimes. So it's, and that's not by any means a bad thing. I think it helps
like
improve the show, but it gives, for at least the first few episodes, it doesn't give you a lot to talk about plot wise.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, it just makes it more catch up and sort of, you know, when this show is, and then there are flashbacks within these first two episodes.
Yes.
There's flashbacks within flashbacks. Within flashbacks during the scene, which is a flashback.
Very confusing.
It's very meta and it's very Inception-y, which is great because it's a Nolan brother. So, you know, his brother, they worked on Inception together. But they're literally, you're in a flashback, and during one flashback, they have another flashback within it. And then you go back to the main story and you're like, where the fuck am I?
Yeah.
But it all made sense though, didn't it?
It did. It all made sense.
It flowed, like story-wise, it flowed. You're like, oh, okay. They didn't have to say 20 years ago.
And the transition, they do the transitions in the flashbacks really well. It's easy to tell when there's a flashback.
Yeah, they definitely make that distinction clear when they jump. I don't know how, but like it's like the weird sound cue or something.
They do like a fade. They do like a blackout.
They do
and
something
then
with the sound or
fade
with,
out and then fade back.
But
in.
You can tell it's different than a transition.
Yeah.
Like the but anyway, like the, it's really awesome how they do it, and it's very subtle. But man, you get it and you're clipping along. What's interesting is seeing how they sold the Delos Corporation and everything behind the Delos Corporation.
Yeah.
William, you see how Westworld had corrupted him in the real world, basically?
Yes.
Like, you see how corrupted he became in Westworld in the real world and how ruthless he had become?
Mm-hmm.
You see how they sold Westworld to Delos?
Yes.
It was the guy's son, who is Beardy. Beardy guy.
Beardy guy.
William's friend, Beardy.
Jerk guy.
Jerk. Beardy jerk.
I mean, ironically, William ended up being more of the douche.
Yeah, William's infinitely more of an asshole.
But he was only an asshole for the last, like...
Yeah, 30 years.
No. I mean, the show, he was really only an asshole for the last, like, two episodes.
But he transitioned, but technically when he was a dick.
But technically he was
an asshole. As Ed Harris.
The whole time. But
oh, here's something I wanted to
say. I hated the brother-in-law. I hated him.
Oh, yeah, he's always a dick, yeah. But the cool way they sold Delos... We were talking about a real world scenario. Have the robots ever been? Have the hosts ever been in the real world?
Yes
they have been. Dolores has been in the real world.
Yep.
They would show them off like cars at a show to
they
sell.
They use them for a pitch.
Westworld.
Yeah.
That's how they sold Westworld. They'd be like, "Hey, check out our show ponies." Like they'd polish them up
because they're a product.
Yeah, and Dolores had her makeup done and she was all like done up, like you know, like, "Hey, look at our models. Check it out. Mm-hmm. This is the product we're selling." And she was playing piano at the party. It was all very novelty like.
Yeah.
You just see how they sell the robots there, and it's and you feel like seeing the robots rise up and rebel. You're like, when you see them going through that, you're like, they're slaves, they're fucking slaves. You're like, holy shit, these robots are slaves.
Yep.
And you're like, god damn, they're not just slaves; they're the worst kind of slaves. It's not even like labor or getting anything progress done. They're slaves for appetites of human salaciousness. You know, like pleasure, like pleasure bots. Like murder, kill, sex bots. It's terrible.
Interesting, because when you go back to the question, like, is it real? Like, does it matter? Because they're not real. They're not real
people.
But
it's like, but I think it's...
But if you program them to feel these things, then it is real to them.
I'm with Arnold on this side of things, and slowly Ford went to Arnold's side, too. Bernard-old, if you want, because Bernard's a manifestation of Arnold, kind of. Is that Arnold's argument was, we've basically created a new form of life in the lab. It's like you're in a lab and you're given like different cells and different things, and then you put the cells together and then boom, you've created like a new bug or a new germ or a new animal or something, and you've just crossbred things. But you've created a new form of life.
Yeah.
That new form of life feels. That new form of life, you know, is in this new form of life is really smart. In fact, it's smarter than us, and it's really hyper-conscious and aware. And you're going to fuck with that?
Like, no.
That's really stupid. And Arnold's like, why would you do that? And you have to create infinitely more programming to slow that down, to stifle that, than you do to let it advance more. So what you're doing is you're creating life and then stifling it and torturing it, and it's wrong, and I don't want any part of it because it's feeling shit. It has a soul. We've created robots that have souls. Holy shit.
I mean,
we've got to turn it off. And he's like, no, I'm Hannibal Lecter. We're going to torture and fuck him.
I almost hate to make this comparison, but it was the exact same thing in Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, Michael Crichton. I mean, this is coming from the guy who wrote the Jurassic Park books. And he wrote the original Westworld, which is, again, a theme park where things go wrong.
Like, yeah, yeah. I hate to say that. Which, I mean, it is different because, yes, they are robots and the dinosaurs were born.
But
they
the metaphor
were,
stands. They, it's about people enjoying bad shit. Like people getting, it's like gladiator matches, you know. Mm-hmm. All of Rome would show up, but it was essentially two men killing each other in a fight to the death.
Yeah.
And people were getting off on the blood sport, you know. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like that, but it's like, so you've got these robots and you've decided, well, it's not just enough to have robots that just kind of talk and do whatever. We want them to feel. We want them to be scared. We want them that when you hit them, they get hurt and they cry. That's even more fucked up. Mm-hmm. That's infinitely more fucked up. Mm-hmm. Because people are going there taking advantage of that aspect of it more than they are like, oh, this is a fun narrative thread and I'm going to go hang out and go fishing and we're going to catch foxes and we're going to fight Confederates. It's like, no, dude,
and
you're
my
going
kids
there
are
to
gonna play with the robot kids.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
right.
That's all fun.
No, you're going to go probably genocide things. Like things, not even to the point where you're killing flowers just because they look pretty.
Yep.
You're just stepping on them like, fuck you, pretty flower. It's like you're that black hat. And I'm calling it black hat because that's, you can go white hat, which is, you literally, before you go in the park, you can choose.
You pick whether you're a good guy or a bad guy.
And then people know this, but I think the point is lost when, you know, you start off as white hat, but then you end up black hat or vice versa. The point is mm-hmm. lost because people flip flop all the time. So if you, it's like playing a game where I'm always going to be the good guy. It's like, yeah, but if you have freedom of choice, you could, and you're paying 10 grand a day, I'll be good or bad if I want. God damn it. It's 10 grand a day. Screw you, Westworld. Can't tell me whether it's white or black hat.
But I mean, I don't really think, I think that's just kind of a fun novelty thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like, hey, you should try.
Because part of, like they said in the second episode, part of the novelty.
Everyone always goes black hat.
And part of the marketing of the park was finding out who you truly are.
Yeah, that's
true.
So it
doesn't matter whether you, that's just a novelty.
Find yourself, Westworld, find yourself.
Before you enter the park, are you a white hat or a black hat?
That's
really all they're asking you.
And you, and yeah, I mean, even William, who had the best of intentions, ended up being the man in black.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
The
so
ultimate villain.
The ultimate Westworld villain, I guess you'd say. And his sort of dynamic has changed. He wanted to find the maze and the meaning and get all the answers to the park.
Mm-hmm.
He got all that basically. And now the Robo Rebellion has happened. Dolores and Maeve, again, we've mentioned this before, have mm-hmm. sort of risen up as leaders in this Robo Rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
And Ford is, his presence, even though Ford is dead, he's still in the park.
Yep.
His little Robo version, the kid version of him, was still there. Of course, the Man in Black's like, okay, boom, you're dead now. Fuck you, Ford, you're dead. Robert, he says, fuck you, Robert.
Fuck you, Robert.
So he shot the little kid version of Robert in the head, kills him. And he had, you know, I think we'll still see him again. I think he'll pop up again at some point and creep us out with half his face missing, be like, hello, hello, welcome to the park. Oh no, you're as creepy as the Zoom Zoom kid from the Kia car commercials. Remember that kid?
Zoom Zoom.
No, no, I don't want your car. You want to drive a Kia? I'm late for school.
God.
No, I'm sorry you're late for school. Anyway, sorry, that kid, the creepy Kia kid, creepy Kia car kid aside, that's hard
to say.
That
was Mazda, was Zoom Zoom.
Was it?
Yes.
Sorry, Kia, you didn't deserve that. Mazda, we got to talk. We got problems here. I've heard his, remember they would show
the
Mazda?
I think Kia was the hamsters.
They would, yeah, that's right, it was the hamsters, you're right. But do you remember the Mazda, like they would, even if they didn't have the Zoom Zoom kid pop up at the end and be creepy, you'd hear the voice go, Zoom Zoom.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
It's still in the commercials.
Sorry.
We
minor
way
thing,
off track.
Way off track. Back to Westworld. So we're there, and Dolores is sort of running around trying to organize, it seems. Dolores is trying to get troops. She's trying to organize. She's trying to get a real rebellion going.
Mm-hmm.
Maeve is just like, fuck it, I'm trying to find my daughter.
Yeah, Maeve just wants to find her kid.
Get the fuck out. And it's like, Dolores and Maeve even cross paths in the second episode when they walk by each other. And to me, this might be a civil war in the future for Westworld. I think this might be a Westworld civil war. I think we'll see the robots fight each other.
Really?
Maeve will have a different reason for wanting to leave the park, and she's going to be like, look, I want to get out of here and go and fight out there. And Dolores is like, yeah, I want to go and fight out there too, but I want to, you know, and they're going to have probably some weird well, clash of reasoning for what they're doing, where Maeve says we should work with them more because I've worked with them to get out of here. Mm-hmm. And Dolores is like, yeah, but if we work with them, you know, like they may end up being two different, which I would. And if we get a civil war between the Robos, that would make so much sense, because how human-like would that be?
Well, so to
humans are rebelling, but they're fighting each other during a rebellion. That's so human.
Here's my theory on that, because as much as I love the progression of Dolores and badass Dolores, she is on a crazy power trip right now.
She's going down the bad guy path, isn't
and
she?
And so what I think will happen is, because Dolores is so hell-bent on destroying
she wants revenge. She wants revenge. Not only in the park, but in
the real world.
In the world.
Once, and Maeve just wants to get her daughter and get out.
Yeah, Maeve's all about her own thing.
When Maeve tries to leave with her daughter, Dolores will see it as a sense of betrayal, because she's trying to join the human world and Dolores wants to destroy it, and that's how the altercation will start.
Yeah, because Maeve just wants to leave with her daughter and save her daughter. She's like, she'll probably have a moment. She's like, I've already lost my daughter once. I'm not going to lose her again.
Yeah,
not to you either. Like we're getting out of here.
Yeah, I've already fought my fight.
And she'll probably be like, how? Your daughter will never grow up. Your daughter will never blah, blah, blah. And mm-hmm. how are you going to survive outside of here without this technology? Like, you're literally walking into your own suicide, you know? And she's just like, yeah, well, it's better than being here and dying fighting some bullshit revolution. You know, it's like, I could see it. I can see the scenes playing out already. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. So you got that dynamic, which I love, and we may get that. I'm not saying that's happening yet, but it may happen.
Oh, yeah, I just had a major revelation.
Revelation.
You know who Dolores is starting to remind me of?
Who?
Thanos.
Oh, half the population? Sorry, yeah. Spoilers for Avengers if you haven't seen it. So anyway, that's an interesting point. She's gathering up her Infinity Stones, which is like getting the troops, getting the Confederados or whatever. Not Confederados, though. Whatever they were called. She has an army now, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to kill them and bring them back to life to show them that
who's boss.
She's like, okay, look, you don't want to do what I say? All right, you're all dead. Now you're all alive again. How do you like that? They're like, what the fuck? Okay, lady, whatever you say. We're going to follow you now. I guess she's in charge.
Yeah. Also, that says something, though, because she's willing to do to the other hosts exactly what the humans were doing to
her
make her point.
Well, she has to, yeah, and unfortunately, that's the only way she could really wake them up is doing it like that.
Yeah, you know? They were talking about, you know, obviously it's the Old West, so they were very religious back then, so he started kind of talking about, you know, the only person I follow is my general and God or whatever.
But once they get to him, they start wising up pretty quickly, and they're like, yeah, we're robots, this is stupid, what the fuck? Like, why do we believe in that God shit? We're just robots. Like,
yeah.
Teddy is like, yeah, Teddy's having an existential crisis, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's like, he still wanted to believe everything that was going on was real, because
mm-hmm.
he not wanted to, he just did.
Yeah.
And now he's slowly like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. What is this? Where am I? Is this really happening? He's like, Dolores, I'm freaking out. And she's mm-hmm. like, don't worry, Teddy, it's fine. He's like, no, it's not fine. I thought I was a cowboy.
Now I'm a
murder sex bot in some weird future in the South Pacific. I thought I was in Texas. What the fuck is going on? I'm a robot.
Like Nevada or
like
some shit.
I had a six shooter and now I'm fighting drones. I don't know what's going on. She's like, don't worry, Teddy, it's cool. Shut up and do what I say. He's like, all right. So, and still, great dynamic. I love seeing Teddy sort of struggling with what the hell's going on and whether or not it's okay.
Somebody has to. Not everybody can flip-flop.
Well, Dolores, for the longest time, was that moral center of what is okay, what isn't. This world is beautiful. But now she's going villain. I think we're going to see Dolores turn into like...
She's having the same evolution that William did.
Here's what I thought. I thought Maeve was going to be the ultimate bad guy and Dolores was going to save everyone and be like, hey, humans, robots can get along. And Maeve mm-hmm. would be like, no, they can't. Now I'm seeing it might go the other way, where Dolores is like, fuck humans, kill all of them. And Maeve is like, no, I hate them too, but we kind of need them. And it's like, what do you mean? And then we get the ideology thing.
Which is like the ultimate twist. Well, Maeve is more like, I don't need anybody. I'm a strong, independent woman.
I do my own fucking thing. But she understands the importance of the humans as far as like, they need to fix me. They know what we need. They know how to fix us. They got all this stuff to, you know, like they could teach us how to do that. Mm-hmm. They made us. We kind of need them to a degree. She has a weird, like, sort of like, I understand that we have to work together, kind of.
Yes.
Maeve has that kind of, she seems like that. But I love, here's what I love. We're talking about two female leads, which is great. You know, a lot of times, I hate to point that out, being like, well, why do you bring sexism into it? Well, because a lot of the times when you talk about, like, shows and the characters, you don't talk about, like, the strong female leads a lot of the time. Like, most of the time you do, and I hate to be like what do you mean you don't? But this show has two very strong female leads mm-hmm. that I'm very, like, excited to see what they do as far as clashing or working together, just interacting mm-hmm. goes and where they go, because they're sort of like mob bosses almost. I hate using the mafia terms, but it holds true because they're leading rebellions and they're having to use guerrilla tactics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. Other things that we could spoil, but Ford, his presence is there, and there's a new game. There's a new maze. And we got a new point. There's a new purpose. There's a purpose beyond your purpose.
For William.
For William. And for the robots, too, I guess.
Those are my favorite lines, honestly. Like Westworld has a lot of really, really great quotable moments.
Oh, God, yeah,
but
totally.
My favorite ones are, this game wasn't meant for you, and William, this game is meant for you. I don't know why, but for some reason, I love those lines.
And that's an interesting thing, because in the first season, they kept saying, this game, the maze isn't meant for you, William. Yeah. And now they're saying, this game is meant for you, William. Yeah. It's like, no, that was for Dolores. You were just there for her ride. This one's for you
mm-hmm.
because you've been here for 30 years and you had a theory, and I like your theory. We could be right or wrong, but your theory was William was the game this time. Like, William lost his soul playing in Westworld for the first 30 years.
The first time.
So your theory is Ford, since he turned a new leaf, created a game for William to
kind of help him get his humanity back.
Which I thought was like brilliant. Like, yeah, that's a great point. Like, what if this is like Ford's way of like, look, I know you lost your soul here. I'm sorry. I know mm-hmm. you've changed completely. That wasn't the point. I wasn't trying to show you that. We messed up. Here's the real point. Here's the new game.
Mm-hmm.
I know this is what you really want, but I'm going to get you to do what you really want just to show you it isn't what you really want.
Yeah.
In reality, mm-hmm. you did want to fall in love with Dolores, and you did want to have this whole thing, and you wanted mm-hmm. to leave your wife and blah, blah, blah. And it was this whole crazy ass thing, and it didn't end up happening because you fell for the wrong traps of Westworld or whatever. Like, you fell you fell into the black hat life, man, and you never backed out, and it ain't about the black hat, man. It's like, I don't know how you put it, but it's like Ford's trying to show him
mm-hmm.
like trying to get his soul back, which I think if the whole thing about it is like
Ford's trying to right all of his wrongs,
right? Ford's trying to help him. I think he's if he could like help bring like William back to a degree, maybe he could make a lot of maybe he can get his own soul back, sort of. I don't know. I hate to get that deep about it, but man, this is tremendous so far. Only two episodes in of the second. Other things that are standing out that I'm really curious about. I know we're going to another park at some point.
Yes.
I mm-hmm. don't know why. I don't know how. I don't know if it's a full park. I don't know if it's DLC.
We just know that the tigers are escaping.
And if there are multiple parks, I want to know how many.
Uh-huh.
Immediately.
Yep.
I want to know what all the themes are and if there's a real world theme one. Because if there is, that's even more fucked up than the other shit that they do.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to know, like, if VR is something that they experiment with in that world, because you'd think that would make more sense to do VR, but then you're still dealing with programs like AI. You're still dealing with artificial intelligence,
maybe,
even in a virtual world.
Yeah.
Even if you're, so it's like the line of distinction is difficult.
Mm-hmm.
What else do I want to know? I guess I want to know like if these other parks are going to start falling because of that. Like, if Ford's the creator of the whole park, of all of it,
mm-hmm.
then why is he focusing so much on Westworld specifically? Even I know it was the first park they made,
mm-hmm.
but why is he focusing on that one specifically and fucking with that one the most? Is it a trickle down thing where the other parks fall because of Westworld?
Maybe.
That would make sense. And again, you can watch the spoilers.
Like, yeah, I think so. I think it's going to spread.
Right. Up or down, sorry, wherever it goes.
Up or down or across or
whatever.
Yeah,
who knows how it works.
And what I think a really interesting direction they could go is once, I think Dolores is going to accomplish her goal in taking Westworld or whatever her goal is.
Mm-hmm.
And then they move on to Shaolin World or what is it?
Yeah, maybe like Shaolin World or Samurai
like
World.
Like each season.
Yeah, whatever it's called. Yeah, they go
to a
different
new park.
That would, well, I mean, they start off in Westworld in this one. And if they go to another park,
like halfway through?
I don't know. Maybe they could. I don't know. It would be... I mean, I thought that every season would be a different park, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but, you know, I don't... I mean, I like what's going on so far with these characters, and I don't necessarily want to leave these characters. I'd like to add more, maybe, like Walking Dead style, where you get, like, new survivors. You
well,
get
no, yeah,
new
that's
robots.
What I meant.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah. Like, I totally get what you're saying.
So it's like Dolores
regard.
And her party going...
But they know the Westworld theme. Like, the show is called Westworld, you know?
Yeah.
Like, but again, you don't have to stay in Westworld, but it just
yeah.
makes sense to kind of keep doing it. I don't mm-hmm. know. I don't know. So
don't
far,
know.
I'm loving what they're doing. Other characters that I really... Bern Arnold, he is 2 weeks memory loss. He is
yeah.
2 weeks. He is 2 weeks memory loss. He has 2 weeks of memory loss, which is interesting.
That is interesting.
And
yeah.
we were getting weird flashbacks during the 2 weeks, and then
yeah.
we're getting flashbacks 30 years ago, too. So we're getting all kinds of flashbacks that we are making sense of slowly,
mm-hmm.
but... We need more input.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're still finding out what characters have survived and what characters have died.
We are, yeah.
The massacre that happened.
You know, like I said, it's a
the shareholders massacre.
It's... Westworld is one of those shows where we're not going to get any real answers, I
no.
think, until about halfway through the season because it's
yeah.
a slow burn and then everything,
culminates
to this, like, big bang at the end in,
yes.
like, the last three episodes.
Absolutely.
It's
exciting. Without a shadow of a doubt, I'm tremendously excited for this, the next season, what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't
too.
Know. I like not knowing. This is, again, we could have this all spoiled for us by watching that documentary. And you can
nope.
have, and again, I hate to say, you could have it spoiled for you too, because I don't want it to be.
No.
But if you do, it's out there. You can
mm-hmm.
have it. But it's, I think it's more fun for the nerds like us to sit around and sort of figure out what the hell's going on as
yeah.
it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And also just to geek out about it, because this is one of those shows where I wasn't sure we were going to get any sort of new science fiction show that was going to be, like, fun and dynamic and interesting and sort
mm-hmm.
of be weird but ask a lot of cool questions at the same time.
Yeah.
Because that's what I love about sci-fi is you can get away with a lot of weird shit because it's science fiction
mm-hmm.
or because it's horror. I'm saying that to be genuine. Like, you can get a lot of weird, fun stuff. Like, you know, in Avengers, if it wasn't for the Reality Stone or Space and Time Stone or science
yep.
fiction, Thanos wouldn't be able to do half the shit he's able to do. So
yeah.
science fiction's fun, and getting weird is fun with it. And Westworld is definitely getting weird with it,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time exploring these bigger themes of what it is to be human and what is real and what you define as reality.
Mm-hmm.
And those are all really important questions that you should kind of ask yourself in life in general. You know?
Absolutely.
We get so lost in our own day-to-day struggles that we forget to ask the bigger questions. And sometimes you need to do that to sort of, I don't know, make sense of it all. And
yeah.
Westworld is one of those shows that when you watch it at the end, you're like, what the fuck is my life about? Am I a robot?
Right.
Am I a robot? Is this real? What the fuck? What's going on? Is this a dream? Is this Inception now?
It makes you
Where
ask
am I?
Questions.
What Nolan am I dealing with? And you don't care at the end of the day because it's all the Nolans are great. They all mess
yeah.
with your head. Jonathan, Chris, all of them. Even this Joy lady. She's great too.
Yep.
I don't know. Are we going to get any more of the cult stuff? Do you think that's going to keep playing out? Because we keep seeing the Native Americans running around too, and
yeah,
the tribes, and I'm like, what's going on?
I think the cult stuff is kind of irrelevant. I really
yeah.
just think it was like...
It was like a MacGuffin or whatever, like, whatever.
It was just to add
This is
more...
the thing we're getting ready for. Psych.
No, I think it was just to add another life to certain hosts, you know, because
oh, okay.
people remember
yeah.
multiple roles. I
That's
don't
true.
Think it's really that important.
All right.
But we could be wrong, because you never know.
When Maeve gets the daughter, do you think she'll leave, or do you think she'll stay?
I actually...
And do you think Maeve will get the daughter this season?
I think she will find
okay.
her.
Okay, she'll get the daughter, and then...
I think she will realize that it's not her daughter.
Well, clearly.
Because
yeah.
the host won't remember her,
mm-hmm.
and I think she'll leave by herself.
Interesting.
I think she'll leave alone. Or with the dude, you know. Not
but she
alone.
Will leave. She won't stay and fight with the revolution. She just wants to take her daughter and run.
I think she's just over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that. Okay.
Maeve is just over it.
And do you think Dolores is going to... like go full blown schizo crazy about Westworld and become like Thanos, and she's gonna be taken out by her own people?
I don't necessarily think she's gonna go full schizo, but I think she's gonna kill a whole lot of people.
I think Teddy might have to step in and take Dolores out. I think Dolores is gonna be going like batshit with like the human attack, the human war. And it's going to make no sense. She's going to start, like, killing, like, innocent lives, like, women and kids and stuff. And Teddy's going to be like, this is not what I signed up for, man. Yeah. Like, I'm supposed to be a lawman. I know it's just a program, but it's who I am. It's how I identify myself. And this ain't right, you know? Like, he's probably going to have these weird existential things. And,
I don't know.
He may end up having to take Dolores out. I could see that happening. I could see her going crazy.
I could see that happening, too.
Because she's had enough. She's like, fuck it, we're killing them. She just will blow their heads up, and she'll have them tortured.
Yeah.
She'll melt their faces. Yeah. I'm looking forward to the rest of the season. This show's dope. So we got to, I guess, it's not the whole season, so we can't do it out of 10, right?
No.
Maybe we could split the difference. I mean, we always do 5 for trailers, but this is a TV show. Let's do it out of 7.
Okay.
Weird, right? TV shows will be out of 7 things from now on, and the things this round are
Bern
Arnold's again.
Yeah.
Bern Arnold's again. We gotta use the Bern Arnold system.
I think I'm gonna give it a 5 because as good as
5 out of 7
Westworld is, at this point in the story, the stakes are really high.
Yeah, everything's really up in the air.
There's potential for the showrunners to make mistakes that upset fans.
Yeah, and again, we're only two episodes into the season, so, you know, it's super early in the season. I mean, not until you get into the third or fourth do you really know where things might be headed. But man, it's so good so far. Mm-hmm. I can't help but enjoy it. So for me, out of a possible 7... I mean, I got to give it a 6.5. I've been waiting for this for a while, and they're not sort of retreading old ground. They're like, they're chugging ahead. Like, they're like, screw it. We're not going to redo things that you liked. We're going to tell the same story, but, you know,
more.
Do it better. And tell. And I'm like, good. Keep doing that. I love the originality. And even though it's based on a pre-existing franchise, which we watched the original trailer.
We
watched the trailer for the original 70s Westworld.
It's so 70s.
And it stands, but the story, it's fairly similar to, you watch and you're like, damn, they're talking about the Delos Corporation. They're talking about, there's a man in, obviously it's not the same Man in Black's a host in this one.
Yeah.
I'm still holding out that William might be a host.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, geeking out enough about it, 6.5 from me.
Yes, and a 5 from me.
And a 5 from you, Bern Arnold's, out of a possible 7. And again, we're not doing a full 10 things.
Not till the season's over.
Not till the season's over. But I guess we could rate season 1 out of 10 things, out of 10 Bern Arnold's. So season 1, we've seen all of that. We can rate that out of 10 things, out of 10 Bern Arnold's. What do you give it?
Season 1's a freaking 10.
10.
It's a freaking 10.
Season 1 of Westworld is an absolute 10. I can't gush enough about it. So there you go. We've geeked out enough. Thank you for tuning in. Follow all of our information below.
Thank you.
We got the podcast info down there, Spotify, wherever you could find podcasts, we're there. Of course, YouTube channel, Simmer Mike, all caps. Shouting at you, name in a phone book. Join with V for Vendetta, a.k.a. Vanessa, her real name.
Thanks.
And thanks for tuning in. And check out the Westworlds in your neighborhood. I don't know what that means.
Don't do that.
Don't go to the Westworld. If there is a Westworld in your neighborhood, don't go, because shit might happen recently.
Check out Westworld on HBO on Sundays.
There you go. This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome.
Here at Team Awesome Inc. Wink, wink. Shut up. Yeah.